Open intelligence is naturally present as the basic space of all data. Data constitute an inexhaustible expanse of open intelligence, which is perfectly beneficial. Here we see that the basic space of everything is open intelligence, and that everything, no matter what it is perfectly beneficial. Open intelligence is infinitely pervasive, with no division into outer and inner. Without any limiting boundaries, it is without division or direction. Thus, you can be vast and expansive and embodied all at once, with no separation. You relax completely, totally, and magnificently in the vast openness of open intelligence and are completely comfortable in your body, no matter what is going on. No need to separate out into an extreme like no self, no mind, or being all wrapped up in some idea like an ego or a body. As this great openness takes hold, we realize that the body is hardly ever referenced in our thinking. We're not really thinking about it that much anyway. We're not thinking about a separate self and all the things it's doing, and not at all. And so we have a lot of insights due to the vast openness of our intelligence. It's loosened up from that dictionary definition. Now we see also the relationship of everything to everything else, the relationship of all the definitions. We see the relationship between everything, their relational quality, their beneficial quality. All of this opens up. All of this is in the space, you could say, that opens up beyond the dictionary definition. Data, pure like space, are the beneficial dynamic energy of this very expanse, free of names and labels. Everything, as we can see now, by science has been reduced to data. Everything about us is described in numbers now. And so you see, we see that we keep looking. We keep looking for a way to describe, but now we've gotten down to zero and one, and there's nothing left. There aren't any more descriptions left. There's just open intelligence. And so you see, essentially, we start over in all our ideas about ourselves. We start over completely because we don't have the same idea about who we are. We don't go to numbers and labels anymore to describe who we are. Instead, we're relying on open intelligence for spontaneous intelligence. Spontaneous intelligence that is needed right now. Okay, so we've gotten used to this on the internet. We need something, we get it right now. We get it on the internet. But you see, actually, open intelligence is like, in many ways, to the internet. The more open our intelligence is, the more spontaneously we can grab any kind of information we need. Yeah. So you see, very interesting, huh? This is very interesting. At the crucial juncture of spontaneously present open intelligence and data is the most comprehensive order of human intelligence, which includes inexhaustible, very great intelligence and spontaneous altruism. This is very exciting news. Because it is such a significant point, I wanted to make it very clear. At the crucial juncture of spontaneously present open intelligence and data is the most comprehensive order of human intelligence, which includes inexhaustible, very great intelligence and spontaneous altruism. I even put it in italics. So you see, that's how important it is. the inseparability. We're not going over to cat and mouse open intelligence and data. Self-knowing data, each point of view self-knowing, each point of view self-seeing, each point of view self-releasing in, of, as, and through open intelligence. This is the crucial juncture where open intelligence simultaneously in all points of view, rather than just the dead thud of the dictionary definition, boring and incomplete. Instead, the alive vitality, the alive vitality of the texture, the dynamic energy. It's a lot more fun, isn't it? So sometimes it takes a while for the humor to set in, because we've been so serious memorizing all these definitions, dictionaries, and now they're even online. We can have a dictionary to look up anything instantaneously, and Wikipedia too. And so it takes a while to lighten up. And now, sometimes I've been accused of laughing inappropriately, but you know, I just laugh. Because it's all amazing. The display is so amazing. It is so amazing, and each of us is so amazing, so beautiful, so totally gorgeous, and that makes me laugh. That makes me smile. I'm heart happy all the time, just like all of you. And so you see, the four mainstays are a special environment where all of this comes alive. It's all here. It's never been anywhere else. We've always had it. So it's just simply a matter of recognizing it. And like I said before, the instinctive recognition, it is inexhaustible. So there's no destination to get to where you think you're going to have some big blowout of open intelligence and go, oi! It isn't like that. No, right here, right now, it is oi. And so we become familiar with that and comfortable living as that, just comfortable in our own skin. And then when we die, comfortable without our skin. You see, now we're comfortable in our skin. And because we're comfortable in our skin, when we die, we get to be comfortable without a skin. You see, otherwise, when we die, we have no idea what's going on. Because when we die, the mind is there, but the body isn't. So, you know, you can go anywhere. There are no obstacles, there are impediments. And truly, there aren't any now. But we'll see that later. Okay? So you see, a lot of the ideas we have are, they're just ideas. And so we come to see that, and we have a sense of humor about it. Mm-hmm. And so you see this in the inseparability, this very, you see short moments repeated many times give the spontaneous, uncontrived, alive quality to open intelligence. Just once in a while, whenever it's remembered, a short moment is relied upon. That's it. Through that, the open intelligence that is apparent and obvious in all points of view becomes obvious. It becomes very, very obvious. So simple and so direct. So the intelligence does open up. It opens up from the fixed focus on the dictionary definitions. It opens up into its relational quality, into its very great intelligence and spontaneous altruism. These are qualities that have always been present, just not visible when intelligence is closed in on names and labels. See, open intelligence, an open system, always open. So each and every moment we're learning new things, and we can draw from anywhere just the information we need. It's already present within us, within the vast expanse of our open intelligence. More spontaneously, much more spontaneously, very spontaneously, we're able to know what we need to know in the moment we know it, in the moment we need it. You see, it's a completely different way of being, completely distinct from believing that everything has an independent nature and relying on the names and labels to put everything in its place. And so, you see, we relax, and it isn't so important to put everything in its socially appropriate little place. Do you see what I mean? We are a networked intelligence, a vast open intelligence. We're opening up into our true capability, our true capacity, our dynamic feature set that we haven't known anything about. So it's just like owning a piece of software and you get an upgrade to that software. In open intelligence, it self-upgrades, 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 always more and more instinctive recognition, always more and more of what is needed. Always more and more very great intelligence. Always more and more spontaneous altruism. This is totally amazing. Completely amazing. We just haven't recognized it before. So now, as an evolutionary imperative, we are recognizing it. As we relax in open intelligence, we can see that there are all kinds of beings, all kinds of beings. We're one kind of being, but there are really all kinds of beings. And so, yeah, if you haven't met any of them, maybe someday you will. I don't know, but there are all kinds of beings and all kinds of worlds. Even science tells us that, you know. Even scientists know that. And the many worlds theory, have you ever heard of it? That's an actual theory of science, a very popular theory, the many worlds theory. So what's going on in those worlds? Well, they're all within open intelligence, so they're okay. We know that. Within our very own open intelligence, not going anywhere. We have that indestructible quality, and that gives us great strength. Great strength. Thus, all humans are empowered deeply and potently with the powers of great benefit. every single human being is empowered deeply and potently with the powers of great benefit. There isn't a single human being who could possibly be outside open intelligence. Everything is within open intelligence. Open intelligence is all-inclusive. It's just a matter of recognizing it. Instinctive recognition of the inseparability of open intelligence and data launches the powers of great benefit. Launches the powers of great benefit. Very great intelligence. Spontaneous altruism. All of you already see this for yourself. You know exactly what I'm talking about. Now, before we met, you might not have known this. But now you do know it, and you also know that it applies to everyone. So this is good. This is very good. Open intelligence is obvious in data. In data. It's vastly relational quality. It's vastly open quality. It's vastly knowing quality. Open intelligence, always on. Always on. Now, at one time I used to sit around and I couldn't wait for the day for always on broadband. When we had those dial-up modems, does anyone remember those? How many of you have heard of a dial-up modem? Oh, quite a few actually, yeah. Uh-huh. Dial-up modems, well. You see, dial-up modems were on the way to always on broadband. It's just like all of us, we're on the way to everyone, open intelligence. Always on open intelligence for everyone. Yeah. And so we'll look back at the same way we look at dial-up modems now. Say, oh, open intelligence is always on for everyone. And have you ever heard of the digital divide? The digital divide. It's a term that's used to describe people who are online and people who aren't. And so this has been a concern of people who are concerned about those kinds of things ever since the internet started, the digital divide. Now, at the beginning, the digital divide, people were flapping their hands and saying, this is only for people who have copper wire infrastructures. That means the copper wires that run through the ground. Because most countries don't have that, like India, China, most of Africa, most of the people of the world don't have copper wire infrastructure. So flapping the arms, oh, the digital divide, oh, what about all those people who will never have it? Well, they use their open intelligence to invent ways to participate without copper wire infrastructure. Using electrons, the air and space, and satellites, and light, and all kinds of things. So we invented that. So you see, while we're flapping our arms, we can't see that things might turn out in an unreasonable way. It's the same way with this open intelligence. Mark my words. more and more people always on broadband, always on open intelligence. The parallels are scary, actually. So you see, everyone recognizing open intelligence is unavoidable at this point. It's unavoidable. This is what they're thinking about right now over at the big linear particle accelerator there in Europe. We're not finding anything to describe here. Well, there's good news. There's good news for everyone.